And Rashi, he's putting together all the Gemaras that there are four Isurim in Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is also Bahanoah, applies to the Avodah Zarah itself, the thing that they deify. Then it applies to Noye Avodah Zarah that we had before. If you have Lasach Ben Kesav Azav Alehem Vilakach Toloch, so it means you're not allowed to because it's also Bahanoah. So we had a Machlokes in the Gemara. If you have karka and you have noy and the mishtachve la karka, so the karka alahem 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 alahem, so the har itself will be mutabano. So what about the tzipui hahar? Will the tzipui ha be osa? So we pass on the maskana that it is osa. That was machloikas whether tzipui, the noy of the har is dina kahar, just like the har is mutabano, but the tzipui is mutabano. We pass on osa. So Avodah Zarah is also the deity itself is also Bano, and the Noy Avodah Zarah, the Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, and the Tikruvus Avodah Zarah. So the three Yisurim, the Avodah Zarah and the Noy and the Mishamshim, are also because of their present state. So therefore, it lends itself to Bittul. The Gemara is going to learn that from Psukim, and we already had the Gemara. Only a Jew can be, only a Nochri can be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. Only if the Avodah Zarah was Nesar by a Nochri, Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael has no Bittul, and the Bittul has to be done by a Nochri. The Bittul cannot be done by a Yisrael. So Bittul works, Mikanal Habo. Until now it was an Avodah Zarah. Mikanal Habo, a Nochri comes and he says, I don't believe that this is an Avodah Zarah. Or he decides Mikanal Habo is not going to use this this Machto for being. For burning k'toris in front of the Avodah Zarah, so he's mevatle. So it's mutter by Avodah Zarah, by Noy, and by Mishamshei. It lends itself to Bittul because the Yis in the first place is because of its present state and future state. So if you mevatle, it's no longer Noy, it's no longer Avodah Zarah, it's no longer Mishamshei. But the Kruvis is not also because of Bahanoah, because of its present state, it's also because of its past history, because it was once offered as the Kruvis. So it doesn't help that you're what are you going to be mevatel it? The old is not the kruv, but it was once offered as the kruvus. So that's the moral learns from the pasuk that just like Vayochel Zivchanes and Mamei saying will be betelo elam. So if the kruvus has no bittul, that's the Gemara Nuna Meral. The Gemara we had already had the Gemara before. The original Gemara is over here. The bottom 10 lines on Nun Aleph on the base. The Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. By Avodah Zarah, shall Yisrael or shall Nochri, when does it become Asabano? Does it become Asabano b'shas Asiyah? Or does it only become Asabano after Asher Teyovid, after you worship it? So we pass like Rabbi Akiva that Avodah Zarah, shall Yisrael, does not become Asad. Yisrael makes a Pesel and he didn't worship it yet. So we would pass like Rabbi Akiva, does not become Asabano until Asher Teyovid. But Avodah Zarah, shall Nochri, becomes Asabano right away. So Achreinim and Yeridei have a machloikis. What if you have a person who's a mumal Avodah Zarah, a Jew who's a mumal Avodah Zarah? So Gemara has in the first parak in Chulin that a mumal Avodah Zarah dina ka'akum. Shaila, whether that itself is a din d'araisa or a din d'rabbanan, that's machloikis in Yeridei, simen beis. When I have the dinim of a mumal Avodah Zarah, shchitas anavela, is it really shchitas anavela min hatorah? Is it only min d'rabbanan? The chido on Chulin on Davhei. The Chido has a commentary on the Ein Yankif that's called, I think, he has two commentaries. One is called Maris Ein, because it's a commentary on the Ein Yankif. The other one, I forgot about it, also something to do with Ein. So in his commentary, he quotes that this is a machlokes the Balei HaTosfos. He quotes a Pirush Balei HaTosfos from a Ksav Yad. I don't think it's printed yet, but in Yeridei, it's a machlokes the Shach and the Bach, others have a machlokes, but the Mumadina Kakum is a din deraisa, a din derabban. But there is such a din. So the Achreinim on Yeridei, the Shach with the Prisha, have a machlekes. What if there's Yisrael is a mumal Avodah Zarah? He makes a pesel. He makes an Avodah Zarah. So does he have Dina Kakam that it becomes Asabano Mishas Asiyah? But he say no. Sof Kol Sof, he's Jewish. It only becomes Asabano Ache Teyovid. So that's a machlekes. On the assumption that Mumad Dina Kakam should become Asabano Mishas Asiyah. Either men atar men derabbanah, depending whether mumen din derakum is a din deraisa din derabbanah. The Gemara learns it after a pasuk in Chulin. The Gemara quotes a pasuk Nikem lo kulchem lahotzi es hamumer, that a mumer l'avodah zarah, you cannot accept a carbon from him. But that cannot be based on the din of mumer dina ka'akam, because if you have a nochri who's an oved avodah zarah, you may accept the carbon for him. He brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, to Elokei Yisrael. He's not bringing a carbon l'avodah zarah. So the Gemara says, bochem chalakti v'lo bu'umis. If there's a Jew who's an oved avodah zarah, you can't accept the carbon from him, even though he's bringing the carbon l'ashamayim. But if a nochri oved avodah zarah brings the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, l'Elokei Yisrael, you do accept it. So that pasuk is not really telling us that mumer dina ka'akum. That's why there's room for a machlekes harishonim and a machlekes achrenim, whether the din of mumer avodah zarah dina ka'akum, is it really a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? On the assumption, that's how we assume, that mumer avodah zarah dina ka'akum, any asas avodah zarah mishas asiyah, either men atorim or derabbanan, depending on whether mumer dina ka'akum is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. So what would you say, does he have the ability to be mevatalit? The whole reason he only made asiyas avodah zarah, he didn't worship it yet. So the only reason why it's asa b'anah is because dina ka'akum. So it's dina ka'akum, and akum kemim mevatal avodah zarah. It's avodah zarah shal akum, and an akum kemim mevatal. He should be able to be mevatal. Elamai, you're going to say, no, it's dina ki yisrov. So dina yisrov, so it never became asa b'anah in the first place. So the darkei tshuva, and that simon in Yerideya, where is it? Kuf lametes, if kotnehei, quotes one of the Galutziana Achreinim, who says this Mimonamsha. So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva about this, and Yeridei Kuf Chav Dalid, Ois Dalid. The Avnei Nezer has a tshuva, he doesn't agree. And he comes up with an idea that he has in quite a few places. There's a professor, Schreiber, who used to be a professor of law, I think, in Pace University. He passed away a few years ago, 5-10 years ago. So he published a whole essay in English about this topic, that he, Rav Soloveitchik, had this. This was a recurrent theme in Rav Soloveitchik's shiurim, that the halacha recognizes sometimes a tie to the sasri. You can have a person who's a Yisrael and a nochri at the same time. You can have a person who's a kohen and a zar at the same time. You have something that's both karka and metaltalim at the same time. It can be an eved and a ben chorin at the same time, even though it's a tie to the sasri. The Rav Soloveitchik expanded on this theme. You have a lot of times tied to this answer. So this Professor Schreiber published a whole essay, very interesting, that it could be that Rav Soloveitchik got a... Every so often Rav Soloveitchik would say over things from the Avnei Nezer, and a lot of times he said he forgot that he heard that he saw it in the Avnei Nezer. So he thinks that this, he was influenced by the Avnei Nezer with this idea, but the Avnei Nezer, I think, has it in 12 different tshuvas. This idea of a tie to the sasri, very different places. So here he writes, he doesn't see that this should be a miman of shach. He doesn't think you have a right to say miman of shach. The fellow is both a Yisrael and a nochri at the same time. And it's a tie to the sasri. So whenever you have a tie to the sasri, we treat it as if it were a sofik. But it's not a real sofik. He's both. But it can't be both. So we treat it as if it were a sofik. So you have to go l'chumra on both, and you can't say Mimon of Shach. He says, since he's dina ka'akum, he asks avodah zarah ba'asiya, even kodim shetei aved, and because he's at the same time, he's also Yisrael, so you have to go l'chumra in both directions. Avodah zarah shel Yisrael has no bittul, and Yisrael cannot be mevatel anybody's avodah zarah. And you have no right to say Mimon of Shach. How does he know you have no right to say Mimon of Shach? So he quotes a tosefta in Kelim. There's a difference between different kelim. So klei mateches are mekabel tuma, whether the dovet tummy touches it on the inside or on the outside. And klei mateches have tefillah in a mikveh. If it becomes tummy, it can be mitire. And klei cheres have no tefillah in mikveh once they're mekabel tuma, but they're only mekabel tuma menatora from the inside. It's not mekabel tuma from the outside. So what if you have a kli that's the material that the kli was made from is a blend of different materials. Now it's very common. It's 80% mateches and 20% cheres. Or 80% cheres and 20% mateches. So what's the din? So the Mishnah, you say you go basar roif. And the contemporary poskim say that the same is true regarding whether you can do hagola. That's already a chiddush. Can you do hagola or not? So if the roiv of the material is blended together, roiv is 80% mateches and 20% cheres, as a din of mateches, and you can't do Hagola. And if it's 80% Cheres and 20% Matachas, then you can't do Hagola. Rav Moshe also assumes like that. You go Basaroyf to determine, many Paskim assume like that. Just like the Mishnais have, as far as Kabbalah's Tum, you go Basaroyf of the material, of the raw material, so the same as Menigeh to Hagola. So the Tosefta has the following din. What if it's machza? What if it seems to be it's 50-50? 50% mateches and 50% cheres. So it's both. It's both kli cheres and kli mateches. You go l'chum in both directions. So it can be mekabel tuma from the outside men atorah kos dino ke kli mateches. And it shouldn't have tara b'mikveh. It shouldn't have any tara b'mikveh because it's a kli cheres. But what if it was only mekabel tuma? What if this kli was mekabel tuma from the outside? A dead sheretz touched the kli on the outside. So if it's a kli cheres, it wasn't mekabel tuma at all. It's only mekabel tuma because you treat it like a kli mateches. The whole tuma is because it's a kli mateches. So then mimon of shalchi should be able to be toivel in a mikveh. So that's a machlokes hatanoim and a tosefta. That's a machlokes Rebbe and a chachamim. That's what Avni Nezer quotes. A machlokes hatanoim and a tosefta. How do we paskin? That's the question. So he thinks we go with the kloli hapsak. The Rama doesn't give a psak on that. So he says we should go with the kloli hapsak halacha ki Rebbe mechavero. We should paskin like Rebbe. And Rebbe says l'chumra. Rebbe says l'chumra that you don't say mimon avshach. Since it's both, it's a taita desasri. Whenever you have a talk to the Sasri, you treat it as if it were a Sophic, but it's not really a Sophic. And you can't say Mimon of Shach. And you can't say Mimon of Shach. That's a big Kiddush. There's such a tshuva in the Chelkas Yoyev. The Chelkas Yoyev was a contemporary of the Avnei Nezer, who was a little bit of a Talmud of his, apparently, but he wrote very strong tshuvas. As a Shaila, as a Ben Chalutza permitted to marry a Chalutza. On the level of the Raisa, Chalutza is Materis L'Koin. Chalutza is only Asura Midirabon. But if the Koin is a Cholol, then he can marry a Grusha. He can marry a Zayna Grusha Cholol. He can marry anybody he wants. So what if the fellow is a Ben Chalutza? So on the level of the Raisa, he's a Koin Kosher. But on the level of the Rabbanon, he's a Cholol. So on the level of the Raisa, that he's a Koin Kosher. The Ben Chalutza is a Koin Kosher. On the level of the Raisa, a Koin is allowed to marry a Chalutza. On the level of the Rabbanon, that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Chalutza, but he's a Cholol mid the Rabbanon, because he's a Ben Chalutza. So Ben Chalutza should be permitted to marry a Chalutza. So this is a discussion, the Achronim, the recent Poskim have this. In the earlier literature, I don't know if you have such a discussion. In the last 100 years, they wrote about this. So the Otzra Poskim and Ibn Ezra, I couldn't find it. I was looking, I couldn't find it, but I'm pretty sure I saw it there. He has a discussion of this. So the Chelkas Yoyev has a tshuva about this, and Rabbi Yosef Engel has an essay about this, and Rabbi Yosef Engel has a mafteach, a table of contents of all the different essays. So the name of the topic is the same Mimon of Shach b'Derabbanan. What does it mean? So he says, read the essay and you'll understand what the topic is. You can't explain in a table of contents what it means. That's what it means. That kind of a case. He doesn't discuss the chalutza, whether a chalutza is allowed to marry a ben chalutza. He quotes many mishnayos all over the place, where he says mimon of shach midirabban. But the contribution of the Chelkas Yoyev is, it's along the same lines of the Avnei Nezer. If a person is a koyin men atoira in midirabbanan, he's a ben chalutza, so we declare he's both. He's a koyin and he's a chalo, both at the same time. And it can't be, it's a tie to the sasu. So you treat it as if it were a suffix, you always have to go to chumra. And they have the right to say mimon avshach, so you have this tosefta. I don't think the Chelkas Yoyev quotes the tosefta, but the Avnei Nezer quoted it. So the Avnei Nezer thinks that the din should be like Rebbe and the tosefta and Kalim. So you cannot say mimon avshach in such a situation. Yeah, it's Negel Aloch in other cases. I remember once, I think it was Rabbi Reichman's wedding, if I'm not mistaken. So Rabbi David Lipschitz was there, and Rabbi Soloveitchik was there. They were waiting for someone else to come. I forgot already who. So while they were waiting, so Rabbi David Lipschitz was talking, learning with Rabbi Soloveitchik. So he started telling him over... Rabbi Soloveitchik started telling over... I really forgot who started the conversation. Yeah. So Rav Soloveitchik was saying over Rav Pshat and Rambam, there's a Gemara in Kiddushin about Kiddushin Meir Tofsin Bo. A man is Mekadosh and Isha, Chutz, Hariyat Mekadoshesli, in Yer Asura Kulni Alma, except for these five people. Then one of the five people is Mekadosh, Hariyat Mekadoshesli, except for these three people. So the Gemara has a case, Kiddushin Meir Tofsin Bo. 100 people are married to the woman. So the Rambam writes that all she's Mekadoshes Lekulam Misofik. So the Acharonim ask Akasha, it's not misafik. Tosis proves in the Gemara, it's not misafik. So Rav Soloveitchik said, that Rav Chaim said on that Rambam, that when the Rambam says safik, he doesn't mean it's a safik. Tosis proves in the Gemara, Kedusha Me'er Tofsin Bo, it's B'Torah Sevadai, but it's a Tarta Desasri. How can a woman be an Eishes Ish to more than one husband? So the Rambam refers to a Tarta Desasri as a safik. Because that's what Davna Neza says. Whenever you have a Taisa Deshasri, you treat it as if it were a Sufi. So remember, Rav Soloveitchik said this pshat. So Rav David Lifshitz said, that's what it says in the Pnei Yeshua. So Rav Soloveitchik couldn't imagine, how can the Pnei Yeshua say the same as Rav Chaim? So he said, nay, fashtetnish. He didn't understand what I said. It couldn't be in his mind. So he said it over again. So Rabbi Lifshitz sits calmly, and he says at the end, that's what it says in Pnei Yeshua. Same pshat in the Ramah. So Rav Soloveitchik again couldn't believe. He said it again a third time. And then Rav Lifshitz said a third time. So Rav Soloveitchik gave up. He can't explain it to this man. But that's what it says. Pnei Yeshua said the same pshat. A lot of Rav Chaim saying the Pnei Yeshua. So this idea that whenever you have a Taita Desasri, you treat it as if it were a Sufik. As if it were a Sufik. But it's not really a Sufik. This Gemara that you need Zrikam Ishtaberes. He needs Rikam Mishtaberis in order for the Tikrubis to become Asabano. If Zorak Makel, there's no Zrikam Mishtaberis, it doesn't become, the Tikrubis does not become Asab. But if Shiba Makel, then you have a Zrikam Mishtaberis, so the Makel will be Asar. So many years ago, maybe 30 years ago, maybe more, there was some French company wanted the OU Hashgoche on some kind of cookies. And they had to tell us all the ingredients. So one of the ingredients was that they put in human hair that's chopped up to make it fluffier. Where'd they get human hair to chop up to make it fluffy? The cookie should be fluffy. So they got the human hair from India. But you have the Avodah Zarah, so they cut off the hair in the temples. So at the time that they wanted the Hashgacha, so we didn't research the matter. So we assumed they cut off the hair. That's a Zrika Mishtaberis. The Gemara says, if Batrum Metchila Lekach, the Gemara says also, Batrum Metchila Lekach, that's a Zvika Mishtaber. So if they cut off the hair, Lashem Tekrubis, the Avodah Zarah, that's a Zvika Mishtaber, should be Asamano. And then in recent years, when about 10, 15 years ago, I forgot already, 10, 20 years ago, so they started the whole tumult about the Sheitlach. So then it turned out that the whole thing was a mistake. So some of the Rabbanim said you have to burn all the Sheitlach, they're all Sabanah, because it's Tekruvus Avodah Zarah, the Zvika Mishtaberis. And then one of the, there was a Baal Tshuva, used to study sociology, and he was interested in finding out all of the Minhagim of the Indian, the people who live in India, of the Avodah Zarah. So he was involved in that community, and then he became a Baal Tshuva later. So he explained to the Rabbanim that that's a mistake, that they don't, anything like Tzoya Meir Aglaim, they wouldn't bring into their temple. So anything that you cut off from the human body, the hair or the fingernails, is also considered, for these of the Avodah Zarah, they considered that like Tzoya. So they would never donate that as a gift. It's not a Tekruvis. It's not a Matana to the Avodah Zarah. What they're doing is that they're surrendering their beauty to the Avodah Zarah. They're good looking. You have a man or a woman, good looking, a beard, shape, hair, whatever, good looking. And then they make themselves look ugly, l'shem Avodah Zarah. But not that the hair is a matana to the Avodah Zarah. They consider the hair or the fingernails like Tzoy Merak Lime. They will never give that as a matana. That's a bizoyim. They call it, in their language, they're surrendering their beauty to the Avodah Zarah. But that's not a donation of the matana. So it's b'chlal not, it's not a tikruvis at all. They make themselves ugly for the sake of the Avodah Zarah. So the whole thing turned out to be a mistake. Yeah. So that's not a zrika mishtaber. Zrika mishtaber means if you're giving it as a matana. And then, of course, Tosfos quotes the Gemara that ain't hegdish with a zor. If someone donates something to the Beis Hamikdash lagavoya, so hegdish has a din of me'ilah. But if someone donates something to avodah zara, so that does not, ein hegdish lavodah zara, does not become asabana. Only the four things are asa. Avodah zara, the noy avodah zara, the mishamshi avodah zara, and the tekruvis avodah zara. Then Tosfos points out, noy avodah zara is only if you have, let's say, there's a pesel, and you dress up the pesel with a suit. So the suit is noy avodah zara. Or even if you have haharim alaheim, if you have tzipi hahar, so the tzipi hahar becomes awesome. Even though the har itself is muta, the tzipi hahar becomes awesome. Machamer than the har itself. But let's say the galochim dress up, and they have uniforms, fancy uniforms, they wear big dekuna, whatever. So that's not noye abedizor. That's noye of the galoch. He wants everybody to respect him. So he puts on a uniform. So Tosfos says that doesn't need any bitl. That's not called Nayavarizam. So those are the basic dinim. Yeah. There's one more important point. We say that Tikruvis has no bitl, because Tikruvis is also because of its past history. So Tikruvis is, let's say you do Yemenasach Yayin Lavarizar. So it's Asabano. Tikruvis is Asabano. So what about in the Catholic Church where they use wine and wafers? So the Darkei Tshuva, the Minkacha, quotes Achrayinim that in the Catholic Church they don't use the wine and the wafers as a matana to Avodah Zarah. They believe that after they say their prayer that rhymes with hocus pocus, everybody calls it hocus pocus because it's some kind of a Latin incantation that rhymes with hocus pocus. So after they say the hocus pocus, they believe, it's ridiculous, but they believe that the wafer turns into transubstantiation. The wafer becomes the flesh of Osa Huish, and the wine becomes the blood of Osa Huish. So the Darkei Tshuva writes, it's not the Gruvis, that's Avodah Zarah Mamash. So on the one hand, it's Mochama, but on the other hand, it has Bittl. If it's Avodah Zarah Shal Nochrim, it has Bittl. So if another Nochri will come and say, it's a Chajok, what do you mean? The wafer and the wine become the flesh and the blood of Yashke. It's not true. So then that'll be bitl, it'll become mutter. But if it would have been considered tekruvis, then tekruvis has not bitl.
Thank you. Gemaras.
Apparently, Catholics are not technically supposed to believe in transformation and cannibalism.